Beloved radio friends, did you ever attempt to exhaust that wonderful, incomparable verse of Scripture in John chapter 3 and verse 16? From that text, the lips and the great heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has declared, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Have you ever realized that in those 25 words, our Savior declared the love of God? Our blessed God has many qualities, many attributes, but in contrast to all of them, that attribute of God that should melt our hearts is the statement that John, the beloved apostle, has written, "God is love," in 1 John chapter 4. Though John wrote much concerning the love of God, yet it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who fully declared in the verse of John 3:16, the completeness and the fullness of God's love for every man, for every woman, for every boy, and for every girl. Let us meditate upon this revelation of John 3:16. No question of doubt, hundreds and possibly thousands of sermons have been given upon these wonderful words, for the text has never been exhausted. In our presentation of the love of God, let us analyze the words into four simple but sublime sections that we may understand and realize, if we possibly can, more than ever, God's great love to us. Listen very carefully, my friend. You were included, for from the truth of our text, it reveals the impossibility of any person to say, "God never loved me." First of all, consider the unworthy object of God's love. The unworthy object of God's love. Absolutely undeserving. You have it in the opening words of the verse. "For God so loved the world." Now be certain to understand and perfectly clear that by the word "world," God means the world of mankind. All the human race, each man, each woman, each boy, and each girl, with no exceptions. 'Tis not the physical, geographical earth, but the human family, the whole complete world of humanity. From the very beginning of creation to the end of human history. Note very carefully that the Savior emphasizes the quality and the character of God's love as being inexpressible, using that small but immeasurable descriptive word, "so," a word of one syllable. God so loved the world. And I can defy any person to come forward and complete the measurement. But keep before our hearts the unworthiness of the human race, this world which God made the object of His love. Is this world worthy of the love of God? What kind of people are in the world? What are they like? Are they lovely? Are they easy to love? But let us listen to God's own word describing every one of us. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now is that true? Has every man, every woman, every boy, every girl sinned? Many times indeed we may deny it. But why lie about it? I remember many years ago asking young children in the Sunday school, "How many of you boys and girls know how to be naughty?" And you may be surprised they all put up their hands. When I ask, "Where did you learn to be naughty?" None of them could tell me. They admitted their parents never told them to do that, but told them to be good. But God is right. All have sinned. And when Adam and Eve first sinned, all they have been able to reproduce in the world of humanity is a world of sinners. But there is another verse that describes the character of the world. Romans chapter 3 and verse 19. Following the description of many different sins which the human race commits, God, through his servant Paul, sums up the verdict. The final verdict of his judgment about every man and woman, boy and girl. Saying in Romans 3 and verse 19 that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Every man, woman, boy and girl has to keep his and her mouth shut when God says you are a sinner. But please note again, every person is included. All are guilty before God. Guilty sinners. Do you believe this, my friend? Can you ever deny it? Did you ever read the words that the proverb writer wrote? The thought of foolishness is sin. Proverbs 24 and verse 9. Well, if that is so, what about many other things in life? My beloved, let us realize and confess the unworthy object of God's love is a world of sinners. It matters not whether they are rich or poor, whether black or white, whether educated or ignorant, whether they are great, whether they are small, whether they are old, whether they are young. Each one is a sinner. Now let me discriminate carefully and not be misunderstood either. The object of God's love is a world of sinners. There are no other kind in the world, for all have sinned, as we have shown. But though God loves a world of sinners, let me emphasize this fact. God hates sin, which they do. Now keep the distinction clear. You never will find God, who loves sinners, approving sin. Not in anyone's life, whether a Christian or whether a non-Christian. However, the first statement the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has declared, the one whom God sent into the world, the first statement that he declared regarding the love of God was that for God so loved the world. A most unworthy object, being a world of sinners, certainly unworthy of his love. Now please note, there is no mention in our verse, or by the Lord Jesus, of the world loving God. It doesn't work that way. For if God waited for you and for me to love him first, I wonder would he ever love us. But take it in. God is loving people who do not love him. And greater still, and far worse, these people have made it very clear and evident by sinning against God, they do not love him. But God loves them. My beloved radio friend, is it not amazing? The very God against whom you and I and everyone else have sinned, disobeyed, rebelled against his word, isn't it remarkable? He loves us. One well wrote in the hymnology of a blessed old hymn, God loved the world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. Salvation full at highest cost, he offers free to all. Oh, 'twas love, 'twas wondrous love, the love of God to me. It brought my Savior from above to die on Calvary. My beloved radio friend, 'tis a great joy and privilege, on the authority of the eternal and the infallible Word of God, and a declaration of the blessed lips and from the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he was here upon the earth. He declared that God, his Father, made the unworthy world of humanity the object of his love. A love that could never be described in all of its fullness. And the use of that inexpressible word, God so loved the world. My beloved radio friend, can you tell me how much God has loved you? Can I tell you how much God has loved me? Never. It's beyond my comprehension, and I'm sure it ought to be beyond yours also. But here is the declaration. 'Tis coming from God himself. 'Tis coming not only from God himself, but through the particular Son of his love, co-equal, co-eternal with God the Father in heaven, the Son of the living God. Who but the Son of the living God could tell us how much God loves the creature man that he has made? Oh, may by the Holy Spirit, in his power and regenerating work, convincing, may he bring the message home to all of us. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl is beyond the reach and the affection of the love of God. Oh, God grant we may take it in and believe it. Be sure to tune in for the next broadcast, when we shall continue to learn more of the love of God. But from the message today, may you and I realize not only the whole world, but particularly, individually, each one of us, truly we are an unworthy object, for God loves, but he declares he loves us. And may that love by the Spirit penetrate the heart, the soul, and the life of every one of us to make Christ the Son of God our Savior forever. Father, we bow in thy presence. First, we want to thank thee for thy love. Thy love for every man, for every woman, boy and girl. May it penetrate to every hearer today, in Jesus' name, for his glory. Amen.